Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. New Japan Pro Wrestling Summer Struggle, August 1st, has come and gone. It's over. The main event was for the never openweight six-man tag team titles as Tomohiro Ishii, Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi defended the never openweight six-man titles against the team of Minoru Suzuki, Zack Sabre Jr., and Tai Chi. What a freaking main event this was. This was one hell of a match. Holy smoke. Wow. Just Minoru Suzuki and Tomohiro Ishii to start the match. They just went at each other, throwing forearms, stiff freaking forearms at each other for about an eternity. Just back and forth, back and forth. And this was to open the match. And it was just stiff forearm shots. And you could tell, I thought Ishii had gotten knocked out for a second because Suzuki doesn't hold back with those forearm shots. But my goodness. And it just set the tone for the whole match. And this entire match from start to finish was just fantastic, especially the last like 8 minutes of this match. Just tremendous, tremendous back and forth action between both teams. Each team gaining an advantage here, another team getting an advantage there. We had Tai Chi had a submission on Yoshihashi for a while, but Hashi was able to get to the ropes. We had Zack Sabre Jr. going after Tomohiro Ishii's arm, trying to injure that arm so he can't throw a forearm or a clothesline. But Ishii was able to survive that. And Ishii hit a nice, while his arm was being attacked, he was able to turn it into a nice German suplex on Zack Sabre Jr. One instance, Tai Chi was going for a super kick on Yoshihashi, but Yoshihashi beat him to the punch and actually hit the super kick on Tai Chi. At one point, all six guys were just laid out in the ring because everyone is hitting big moves on each other. Just wow. Just again, down the stretch, this was just freaking phenomenal. Yoshihashi and Tai Chi had a great back and forth as well going down the stretch. Then we had Suzuki and Goto going forearm for forearm. And Suzuki is 53 years old and he hit a textbook dropkick on Hirooki Goto. This guy, he's incredible. Minoru Suzuki is just fantastic. Just the drop kick was just one of the best drop kicks that you could see in professional wrestling today. And the guy is 53 years old. My goodness, what a fantastic, fantastic match this was. So much going on, so much action, so much great work going on in this match. But in the end, Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi hit a double finisher. Goto hits the GTW on Suzuki with the help of Yoshi. They double teamed Suzuki, and Goto gets the pin on Suzuki. So Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi, Tomohiro Ishii successfully defend the never openweight six-man titles. What a match. Main event was just spectacular. Absolutely loved it. And after the match, we got new challengers for the never openweight six-man champions. It's Tetsuya Naito, Sanada, and Bushi coming to the ring, lay down a challenge for the titles, which was accepted. So Tetsuya Naito, Sanada, Bushi are the next challengers for the never openweight six-man tag team titles. But let me tell you, Tomohiro Ishii, Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi, they've been defending these belts, you know, successfully over and over and over again. This is going to be their toughest challenge to date. Naito, Sanada, Bushi, can't wait for that one. I think they're going to hold the titles for quite some time. I don't think they're going to drop it to Naito, Sanada, Bushi. But again, what a main event. Absolutely loved it. Spectacular, spectacular main event. I can't say enough on how much I love the main event. Just Tomohiro Ishii, Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi, just a phenomenal tag team. Phenomenal six-man tag team, I should say. They're just terrific. Every match that they're in, every defense that they make of these titles, the match is just fantastic. And this, of course, was no exception. Just spectacular. Just simply spectacular main event. I can't say it enough. Just wow, wow, wow. Absolutely loved it. I'm standing up. That at one point there were so many close calls. I thought we were going to get a title change on a few occasions, but man, Again, I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. This match was just fantastic. Just fantastic. Great work again by all six men. Zack Sabre Jr. and Tai Chi are the IWGP Tag Team Champions, and they kind of got in the face of Goto and Yoshihashi. And I don't know if Goto and Yoshihashi are interested in going after the IWGP Tag Team titles held, like I said, by Zack Sabre Jr. and Tai Chi. But there was a little interaction before Sabre Jr. and Tai Chi left. So maybe Goto and Yoshihashi will be the next challengers for the Tag Team titles. But nothing was confirmed on the show, but it looked like they were kind of teasing that. Again, all six men just worked their asses off in this match and gave us a spectacular, and I'm using that word over and over again, spectacular main event. Just great stuff. Also on the show, we had Evo, Dick Togo, and Yujiro Takahashi taking on Sonata, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, Shingo Takagi and Bushi. And this match was basically to build Shingo Takagi's title defense against Evil. This was a great match as well. Shingo goes right after Evil to start that build, just basically immediately. In the last show, Evil had attacked Shingo Takagi after the six-man tag team match that they were involved in. So Shingo trying to get some revenge, going right after Evil. And they have the match will be actually Wrestle Grand Slam September 5th. We got a great preview of that match. Shingo and Evil had plenty of time together in the ring. Lots of really good action between the two, a lot of interaction between the two, and the fans approved it. The fans were clapping, the fans were cheering. Well, they weren't cheering, they're masked up, but they were clapping a lot during the interaction, and lots of great action in this one. Lots of great back and forth action, but in the end, Shingo eventually ends up alone with Dick Togo, hits a lariat, and gets the pin on Dick Togo. But the build for Shingo and Evil has been great so far. It's good to see the build. Shingo wasn't really able to build, because in the last Wrestle Grand Slam match, his last title defense was supposed to be against Kota Ibushi, but unfortunately Kota Ibushi suffering from aspiration pneumonia, I believe it's called, so he was unable to compete. So, and there was no real build between Shingo and Kota Ibushi due to the illness, and at the last minute they had to switch the title defense to Hiroshi Tanahashi, so there was no real build there, but we're getting a great build here towards September 5th, as Shingo will defend against Evil. Great stuff. Great match here. Shingo gets the win over Dick Togo. You kind of think if Dick Togo was in the match, he's the one that's going to take the pinfall or the loss for his team. Very rare that he doesn't, but I kind of figured that Dick Togo's in the ring, so he's going to take the loss for the team. And I was right. Shingo Takagi hits a huge lariat on Togo, gets the win for his team. Also on the show, we had three other matches. We had Chase Owens, El Phantasmo, and Taji Ishimori against Shoyo and Toriano. This was a great preview of the upcoming Super Junior Tag Team Tournament. We had great work here by Sho and Yo in this match, as usual. Both very, very talented. But in the end, Chase Owens hit the package pile driver on Yo for the win. Excuse me, sorry. It's a little early. Gotta clear my throat. Okay, sorry about that. So, but Chase Owens hits the package pile driver on Yo for the win. This match really served two purposes. One, to give Chase Owens a win here, a big win, to give a pinfall win, as he holds the KOPW trophy, I believe it's called. Not really into that title, trophy, whatever it is. It was previously held by Toriano, so Toriano and Chase Owens are feuding over the little trophy. But this was to give Chase Owens a win, and it was also meant to give us a excellent preview of the upcoming Super Junior Tag League tournament that's coming up. I believe it starts August 7th, so this gave us a great preview of that. But winners of the match, Chase Owens, El Phantasmo, Taji Ishimori. And after the match, they attacked all three, Owens, Phantasmo, Taji Ishimori. They attacked Toriano. They're trying to make Toriano say, "I quit," for some reason. I'm not sure why, but they threatened to destroy the trophy. Okay, then... ending was we could have done without that ending, but I don't think Toriano actually didn't say I quit. I don't, unless there's a I quit match coming up between Chase Owens and Toriano that I might have missed, but that's what happened. But otherwise, Sho and Yo, just they were just absolutely fantastic in this match, as always. El Phantasmo, Tasha Ishimori, the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champions. Sho and Yo are my pick to win the Super Junior Tag League Tournament. And I believe the winner of that gets a shot at El Phantasmo and Tasha Ishimori. And I do believe it's going to be Sho and Yo. And again, I'll say it again, we had a great preview of that potential potential title match right here in the six-man match. Two other matches, Kazuchika Okada against Yuya Uemura and Tetsuya Naito against Yota Tsuji. Yuya Uemura, Yota Tsuji, Young Lions, they're graduating, they're going on excursion. Not sure exactly where they're going, but this was their send-off match. And what a send-off. What a send-off. You couldn't have asked for two bigger opponents for them in Kazuchika Okada and Tetsuya Naito. Kazuchika Okada against Yuya Uemura was just a great match from start to finish. Yuya Uemura looked absolutely great in this pre-excursion match, is what they were calling it. Okada, of course, did win the match. There was no way that Okada was losing this match. He hit two massive rainmakers and then locked on the money clip submission. Uemura tried to battle tried to get to the ropes, wasn't able to, but eventually he had a tap out. But Uemura is going to be a star wherever he goes. He goes on excursion, whether he goes to the United States, whether he goes to Mexico, whether he goes to England. He's going to be a star when he comes back, wherever he goes. Just he's so talented. And this was a excellent, excellent, excellent match to say goodbye for now for Yuya Uemura, I should say. But after the match, looked like Okada was going to show a little sign of respect. I thought he was going to hug him, but Okada whip him into the ropes and give him a goodbye dropkick. And then left the ring. So that was Kazuchika Okada saying goodbye to Yuya Uemura for now. And I'm sure Yuya Uemura is going to remember that dropkick when he comes back after excursion and probably go right after Okada. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm sure he'll remember that dropkick. And then Tetsuya Naito, Yota Tsuji, also a very, very good match. Yota Tsuji also going to be a star. Again, I don't know where he's going. Usually they'll send one wrestler to, like I say, Mexico, the United States, or England, and the second wrestler will go to another place as well. But this was also another great match. But of course, Tetsuya Naito wins the match as usual. And after the match, actually, both the fans gave both Yuya Uemura and Yota Tsuji a nice ovation. So wherever they go, good luck to Yuya Uemura. Good luck to Yota Tsuji. I really believe they're both going to be stars wherever they go, as I said. And when they come back, New Japan Pro Wrestling are going to have two amazing, amazing talents to work with when they return from excursion, usually in about a year from now. All right, so that's the review. Thank you very much for joining me today. I'll be back later today, possibly with some more news. And until then, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.